الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم الوصال في الصوم وهو أن يصوم يومين أو أكثر ولا يأكل ولا يشرب بينهما. In this chapter it is that a person should not keep continuously rosas and especially without eating in between them. In one hadith it comes, the best roza is the roza of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, that one day he should keep roza, one day he shouldn't keep roza. So like that, every alternative day he should keep roza. Or that a person keeps Monday and Thursday's rozas, the three middle days of the month he keeps rozas. But to keep continuously rozas, this is not advisable. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الوصال. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنها عنه and حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها both narrate that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited continuous fasting all the time. Fasting for two or more days without eating or drinking between them is prohibited because it reduces weakness in the body and this is harmful for other acts of worship. Such fasting causes difficulty to a Muslim, whereas Allah Ta'ala desires ease for us. Allah, just like a father, he has to train his children, but he doesn't want difficulty for his children, hardship for his children. He wants ease. Allah also wants ease. What is necessary, that we have to do. But Allah does not like to put us to difficulties and hardships. Like on the one occasion, when the Sahaba thought that how great Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and where are we? So one of them thought, I will divorce my wife and have nothing to do with woman, just make ibadat all the time. The other one said, I will fast all the time. The other one said, I will make namaz the whole night, all every night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard of it, he called them and he told them, don't do that. Do what is, how what you are supposed to do. And not more than that. And with regard to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keeping so many rozas, it comes, that is explained here. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الوصال. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from keeping continuous fast. Of course, the rozas of Ramadan, for the 1 month they are continuous. That has to be there, that is faraz. But this is nafil rozas out of the month of Ramadan. قَالُوا إِنَّكَ تُوَاسِلُ. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you do keep continuous fast all the time. So what is the answer to that? قال إني لست مثلكم إني أطعم وأسقى. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am different from you people. Allah Ta'ala feeds me and He gives me to drink. That is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connection with Allah Ta'ala was completely different and Allah Ta'ala had fed him differently. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was permitted to fast for days at a time without drinking or eating because of the following reasons. One, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted food and drink by Allah from Jannah directly, which we cannot see also, but he was being nourished with that food from Jannah. Secondly, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given patience, willpower and physical strength by Allah Ta'ala, which other people do not possess. Every Nabi had the strength of 40 men, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's strength was even more greater than that. And so he was completely different, and Allah Ta'ala had given him that great capacity. Allah chose him as his Nabi. And thirdly, according to Ibn Qayyim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showered with such a divine radiance from Allah Ta'ala while fasting, made him independent of food and drink. Allah had given him so much of nur and barakat in his life that he was complete. He did not think of eating or drinking also. Just like a person when he's very much engaged in some pursuit of his, like he's very busy with business. Or many times you find a person who is fishing or hunting or anything like that, then he forgets his food also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with such an aim in life that food was a minor thing, it wasn't any important thing. And to teach the ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate and drank also and taught us all the etiquettes of how we should eat and drink also. So we shouldn't keep continuous fast all the time, we should break them, have breaks in between. And that is what is preferred by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also if a person fasts continuously and then it becomes like a habit for him, then he doesn't feel the fast. And the reward of it then is reduced. But when he fasts one day, he doesn't fast one day, then he still feels the roza. He feels the pangs, and that increases the rewards by Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.